Well, the fact that three quarters of all conflicts in Africa are in authoritarian leading countries is revealing. It shows that governance plays a very strong role in African conflicts, which nearly all of are domestic or internal in nature. So there's a political dimension to these conflicts. And indeed, when we look at seven of the nine autocracies that are in conflict in Africa, the leaders in these countries have come to power through either a coup or through evading term limits. So they are on, with questionable legitimacy. And then to stay in power, they often have to pursue, governance norms. Such as political exclusion, corruption, unequal access to economic opportunities, which creates disparities. All these things create grievances in a society. And when people can't redress these grievances through political means, like elections or protest, then that discontentment grows. And the government is faced with enforcing increasingly higher levels of repression to stay in power. And so, the system is inherently destabilizing. You just can't sustain that over time without higher levels of instability.
How does lack of legitimacy, accountability, inability of political systems in Africa to accommodate opposition or power sharing contribute to armed conflicts in the African continent?
It's interesting because nearly 60% of all autocracies in Africa, nine of the 16 autocracies in Africa, are in conflict. This includes countries like Sudan and South Sudan, Cameroon, Chad. In contrast, none of Africa's nine democracies are in conflict. And so, there's a perception that there's a trade-off between democracy and stability, that while democracy might be a good thing, it's destabilizing. And therefore, autocracy provides at least more stability, which is important in a poor country. But in fact, the evidence shows the opposite, that it is the autocracies that are by far the more unstable governing system. And because of the exclusive governing arrangements that are inherently creating grievances within society. And while democracies have their own challenges, they have a means for self-correction through protest or through elections, through debate, through changes in laws. Authoritarian systems don't have that. And so they don't have the adaptability to adjust as conditions change. And they're left with having to exact means to hold on to power at all cost, which is ultimately not sustainable.
Which African countries have the promising potential for democratic transition, and could that encourage others to move away from military or autocratic rule?
I think it's important to keep in mind that even though we've seen some democratic backsliding over the last number of years in Africa, that even so, about half of the African countries are on a democratic path. And a number of countries, about nine African countries that are democracies, countries like Ghana and Namibia, South Africa, and they've been very sustainable and stable in their political processes. And so they do create a role model that can be replicated and be set as an example for other countries seeking reform. And indeed, polls routinely show a strong majority of Africans want more democratic systems. And we've seen protests, demanding more political rights, for freer elections, for more transparency, end of political repression. And so there is a pull towards more democracy that's happening on the continent as well. And so we're seeing progress in countries like Niger, where there was recently a democratic transition, in Malawi, where protests led to a court case that overturned a fraudulent election, and Tunisia in North Africa that has navigated many different and competing interests to advance its democracy. So there are success stories out there. There are countries moving in the right direction. And I think that the lesson is that these processes take time. It isn't a matter of just a single election or a single leader, but it's a matter of building the institutions that create checks and balances that prevent the abuse of power.